Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Today's the company picnic, guys. I think it just started, or it starts in a half hour maybe. Who's running down there to grab some food?
Is it why his ring's not on?
Who's leaving? I don't know. I know today, I believe there's burgers and stuff down the parking lot.
It sounds like you're wanting to volunteer me to go down there.
Or I'll go down, and you just come over here, and you talk for a little bit. One of the two. Are we passing up the food? Are we just punting on the food, or are we going to try to make this happen?
Kramer said he might help us out and get us...
it stopped raining, I guess, so I think they can grill.
It's a nice day.
Yeah, I might run down there at noon.
Okay.
Perfect. Don't forget the forks and the napkins.
What else do you need from? You need ketchup? You need some mustard?
Maybe something to drink.
Something to drink as well. We'll make a whole list. You can't bring up three different plates of food for us or something.
Since you're going, Drew.
One of us is going down there. We'll figure it out at some point in time. But I forgot that was taking place today. Then I saw Kramer. Kramer's grilling.
It should be good. Kramer's really good at that, actually.
I'm looking forward to it, man. I'm looking forward to that. Coming up in about 8 minutes, we'll talk about Cash Out Bro. We have a conclusion, somewhat, to the whole Cash Out Bro saga with the Stanley Cup Finals wrapping up yesterday with the Panthers and the Oilers, his five-leg parlay to win $270,000. We found out some details. Something that Drew and Cody thought was happening with this kid turned out to be true. Turned out to be true. And I'm very skeptical about the latest update, though, that we have on him. So that's coming up in just a bit. But I noticed that for the first time ever, something happened with streaming. This is from Nielsen, that streaming has now officially surpassed linear TV viewership for the first time ever. And why does this matter? Well, because for years we have seen a complete shift from the sports leagues trying to add more opportunities only on streaming. And I know there's a lot of people that are not happy about this, but the numbers are the numbers. 44% of TV usage in May was done on streaming services, 44.8 compared to 44.2. I'm surprised that it's even that close still at this point in time.
Which, by the way, the U.S. Open on Friday, whole morning you had to be
on Peacock.
Peacock.
Yep. Yeah, and people are upset. But basically, whether it's Netflix, Peacock, Tubi, you name it, majority of people in the month of May watched on those services. And what's happening in the NFL? We know that the Peacock wildcard game was a big deal a couple of years ago. Now that's like, okay, I want to say no big deal, but now that we just expect it. We know that Netflix had the Christmas Day games when the Chiefs played on there. We know that the Chiefs Brazil game against the Chargers is on what? YouTube. Not YouTube TV, but YouTube. We know that, Amazon Prime, obviously, on Thursday Night Football. We know there will be more and more opportunities that continue. This is why. Now, you could argue people are shifting to it because that's where the content is. But this number, we're going to laugh at this number 5 years from now, that 44.8 are on streaming and 44.2 are on TV, linear TV. That number, it's going to be 65% here in 5 years streaming compared to, 35% when it comes to the regular linear side of things. I mean, the NHL, Stanley Cup playoffs, even if you watch, on Max, that was where some of the playoffs were on Max this year. So since launching the tracking 4 years ago, streaming viewership is up 71%, while broadcast cable have declined 21% and 39%. YouTube TV doesn't count on this, but YouTube remains the dominating force on streaming, earning 12.5% of all TV viewing in May. Netflix, the second most watched streamer, 7.5% of TV viewing in the month of May. So anybody that's like, hey, they need a switch and how I access stuff, it's only going to, you know, be more and more on the streaming platforms. What I wonder is, do we get a point in the NFL where you lose the ability to watch as much as we do on CBS and Fox on an NFL Sunday? We know locally you can watch on your local affiliate, but when do we start losing more and more of these noon games and you won't be able to just turn on CBS? That's the one thing the NFL has kept, thank goodness. But are we going to get to a point where, yeah, you're going to have to watch it on the Paramount app, or you're going to have to watch it on whatever Fox's app is? Is it just called Fox? I don't know.
Yeah, because they know you will. That's where the NFL's at. Other sports is going to be a struggle at times, because a lot of time it's out of sight, out of mind. When it comes to other sports, just doing the streaming stuff, people are like, eh, I don't need to watch it. It's like when Sporting did the Apple TV and stuff. There's probably a lot of people just like, nah, I'm not going to mess with that. I mean, honestly,
sure,
not going to mess with that. But the NFL, will they get to that point? Probably so. It is still good that the NFL will show the home market on an over-the-air station so people can still watch it. But cable's changing the way that they do things as well. A lot of cable is actually a streaming app now as well, like to get the cable TV.
Well, ESPN is launching that separate app.
Their whole deal, their whole apps. But it is a pain. I'll be honest with you. You know, cable's easy because you can flip between the games.
Right. Even
though it is an app to most extent now with the cable, it's not the traditional cable like you had in other sense. It's your cable company, but it's an app for it. And now, like, I'll give Spectrum for an example. When you get Spectrum, you can get Peacock for free and get a lot of the apps for free. If you're a cable subscriber to Spectrum or whatever, you get all these other apps free. And I think that is a big change that some of these companies are going to do, is be able to offer these things so people can get them to buy their service, which I think is a pretty genius thing.
Yeah, I think where people, you know, were misled, I guess, was many, many years ago when things started to shift. Everybody's like, oh, this is cheaper. I don't need Time Warner or whatever, right?
Not
like back
more.
In the day when it was Time Warner, people were like, oh, I don't need that. I don't want to pay $180 a month. I can just go get this app. And that was the case for a little bit. And then, as we know, as everything has shifted to streaming, you're paying $9.99 here, $17.99 here, $12.99. Yeah, at least with Amazon, I'm getting a bunch of different things.
At least
things.
You're getting deliveries and stuff free, but I don't have it.
Yeah, but like Amazon's not just a streaming platform. I'm getting Amazon Prime, sure, but I mean Amazon Video, but I'm also getting everything else that comes with it.
If people want to watch Thursday Night Football and they don't subscribe to Amazon, then they probably do.
I don't compare Amazon, though, to paying $14.99 a month for Peacock, I guess, is all I'm saying. But anyway, well, long story short, so the dollar amount thing, though, Bink, is where I think a lot of people are frustrated, because they thought it was going to be a cheaper option, and now you go and you bundle it all together and you look and you're like, wait a second, I'm paying just as much, and that is where a lot of people are saying, well, then what was the whole point of all of this? And here we are with the TV rights. If you want to watch as many sporting events that a lot of people want to watch, that's where the money is still made in television, live sports and advertisement. Nobody's like we were 15 years ago waiting on a Wednesday night to watch a sitcom. You can watch that on the streaming app later that night or the next day or the whole season right then and there. You know, it used to be a big deal. Like, oh, Wednesday at 8 o'clock, pick your favorite show was on. The only thing you feel like you have to be in front of your TV for is a live sporting event. You'll miss it. If you'll find out what happened and everything if you don't watch it then. So that's where the money is at. But I think the apps have frustrated people in that regard. But it's one of those deals where, like, they're not going backwards. This is the future. It's really the present, I guess, at this point in time.
It's the future, but it is going backwards. Back when everybody could just watch whatever they wanted to, flipping the channels. But we've actually gone backwards, because now you need all these different apps to watch all the games and consume them. College football is really challenging when it comes to this. I'm sure Drew's running this too, where if you're on the apps, first of all, there's a little delay with it. So, you know.
Yeah, the delay thing, eventually, if everybody's on streaming, the delay, nobody will know
probably
any different.
Not, but still, though, hopping in and out of these different apps to go to different games, whereas the easiness of just flipping the channels to different games, it's almost like you need a dedicated TV just for, you know, ESPN Plus or whatever, and then flip on your other channels, because it can be a real problem with college football.
The good thing about YouTube TV, though, which is what I have, is, you know, they have the four box, and for the most part, I've got all the games that I want to watch in one, you know,
but you can pick which ones to do it. It's well, not where they set it, or is it?
There were this will be the first upcoming season where I think they let you have more flexibility with customizing. But
because before you couldn't customize.
Yeah, last year there was one instance I remember where, like the Missouri game, I'd be able to watch the Missouri game and it'd be boxed with two other games that I wanted to see. But then the fourth one was a no-name game and KU was on ESPN2. And it's like, I can watch the KU game, but I can't watch it with this combination of other games. Like I couldn't watch the Mizzou and KU game at the same time, which was kind of frustrating. So I think now if we'll be able to customize that, it'll be fine. But for the most part, I'm covered, thankfully, with the four-box setup.
Depending on your internet provider, the one thing that I wonder if we'll see go away or will continue, you know, we talk about all the apps, but if you pick your cell phone service, there's a couple of them that offer an app included. So I'm not saying that your cell phone bill is cheap or whatever, but like for me, I have T-Mobile, right? I get MLB TV for the whole year. That's an X amount of value. I also get Netflix. So I'm not paying for Netflix because I'm already, quote unquote, paying for it through my T-Mobile. If you have a...
Can it transfer to your TV too? Or?
Yeah, of course. Okay. Yeah. And if I have a certain internet provider, I get HBO, whatever it's called, Max. I guess I went back to HBO now or whatever, but I get Max or whatever it is called these days. I get that included in my thing. So there's four apps potentially that I'm not paying. You know, that's the only way I can think where you could save yourself some money. Is some of these, you know, Verizon I think has a deal with one or two of the apps too. You quote unquote aren't paying for it, even if it's built into your bill. But that's just interesting for the first time ever, man. Streaming, more people watching on streaming than linear TV. That happens.
It's amazing
for the first time.
Where so, we've anyway. Come from, because I remember the cord cutters. You know, back in the first days, you know, 6:10, people were talking about cutting the cord. And they're tired of it. They're going to cut the cord and everything.
That's what I'm saying.
And then we sit here, like you're saying, it becomes just as expensive.
Yeah. All right. Let's talk about cash out, bro. You guys have been maybe following this. If you've been listening to the show, you know, we've talked about this with this kid right out of college, 5-leg parlay a year ago for the Dodgers, for the Eagles, for the Liberty to win their championships. He was down to 2 legs, $13 bet to win $270,000. He needs the Thunder to win the NBA Finals, and he needed the Oilers to win the Stanley Cup. That did not happen. The Panthers won last night in dominating fashion, and so the Panthers won back-to-back Stanley Cups. So the $270,000 bet did not hit. He missed a parlay just like anybody else has missed a parlay. And we were saying, you're an idiot for not cashing out, right? Because he could have cashed out for $123,000. Then yesterday, before the game started...
He can't even get his car now, Drew.
Before the game started yesterday, New York Post had an article. And for the first time in this whole saga, all of a sudden he said, oh, I hedged, guys. Which means the alerts are like going off right now for me at this point, because now I'm skeptical about the entire thing. So he hedged, which was a smart decision if he actually did. But how come we didn't hear about this until the day he was about to lose his entire bet? So that means they intentionally did Bleacher Report, did DraftKings, did somebody intentionally say, hey, don't tell anybody you're hedging? Because the New York Post did this story the day of. He said, quote, I've hedged more than $50,000, which leaves his ceiling just shy of $210,000. Now, that would have been if the Panthers would not have won. Quote, I definitely emptied my bank accounts. I'm very lucky to have a good support system. My dad is an actuary. He's a math guy. He knows what he's doing here. We put together a plan we thought is secure that will give us a good outcome. He's definitely been very helpful with the funds here as well. I'm not going to sit here and pretend I have over 50 grand to splash. So he went to his dad, and his dad hedged with him for $50,000, which is nice to just be able to go and ask your parents for 50 grand. Very nice to have that flexibility.
He's an actuary.
Very nice. DraftKings and Bleacher Report put out a tweet this morning laying out how much money he is still going to get. Now, there's a couple of things, when this is why I'm skeptical. If he hedged $50,000, the hedge, though, was that the Panthers would win and that the Thunder would win. The Thunder haven't won yet. So if this kid, if it backfires, and let's say the Pacers come all the way back and win the city, then he owes his dad 50 grand? That's it. I mean, is that what we? I want to see the. All I'm saying is, I want to see the ticket.
Smart dad.
Where's the ticket on the hedge? I'm calling BS on the entire thing at this point in time.
And unless the Thunder win the series, he's losing money regardless. Because let's say the Pacers win tomorrow night.
Yeah.
And like, well, we need to cash out. I want to cash out. You're losing money already on that alone. I think now Cody, I think, was spot on with this in his assumption.
He said it was a rich kid.
Yeah, I agreed with that. I think Cody was spot on with this. And that was the fact that his dad is in on it, too. It's not even that, you know, my dad, he basically said my dad and I calculated the numbers to see what was a good bet.
Yeah, and
or what
hedging
made sense.
Is smart. Like, hedging is smart. It's just he didn't say anything until he was about to lose the bet.
Yeah, you should have done it before the fact. You might have been able to win more. At
nobody
least
would have been
earlier.
Calling you an idiot the entire time. Now, my guess is he wanted it for clout, and that was part of the whole deal. He got attention because it seemed like he was... But that explains why he was so confident the whole time. Like, it's easy to sit out there and be like, we're in this all the way till the end, when you already had hedged 50 grand, dude. Like, so the whole thing was a little more misleading. Now, here's what he said about the situation before the game last night.
I mean, I've been saying it from the beginning, probably never cashing out. I hedge a decent amount of money.
Never said that before.
My payout a little bit. There's no point in cashing out. I'm here to ride. I want to see it to the end. I want to cash that ticket. Let's go Oil, baby.
So if the Thunder win the finals, I think the DraftKings claims he's getting $70,000. I'm still. He's got to pay the $50,000 back to his dad. Then there's taxes. Whoever else helped him get the loan or whatever to do this. He's not ever getting the $123,000 that he could have had. So it still was a dumb decision. He's not a complete moron because he's at least going to get some money now. But
he's going to get like $100,000 less than what he could have.
Yeah. Someone says he allegedly has a bet for both outcomes. Again, I the math doesn't math, though. Someone said, you know, he can get $73,000 if the hedge works. I don't think the math works out. Even if you're hedging 50 grand, tell me how he's going to win $73,000 if he hedged both outcomes. I don't buy it. I haven't seen the ticket.
When both now are a game away from winning the finals. Like, is that actually
when did he hedge? Yeah, did he hedge before the series started? Because if he hedged a week ago, well, then you were not getting, like, the numbers, the math doesn't math. So I'm
they
just,
were up in the series, yeah.
I don't believe he's getting as much as he says, but I'm glad he's getting something, but the whole thing, yeah.
It makes it entirely more complicated as well with the whole hedging thing. Like,
sure.
Just because now you have to calculate numbers, you're involving your parents on this, and all this. You could have ended this a week and a half ago.
Right, but he wanted the clout. He wanted the attention.
More money.
Here's the thing. In about 2 weeks, nobody's going to remember this kid's name or know who the hell he is. But I am glad for his sake, though, he's not going to leave empty-handed. It's nice that his dad had, you know, 50 grand lying around.
Yeah, must be nice.
Or friends that would help him.
His fiduciary dad.
That's right. That's right. So that's kind of the conclusion for the most part of this story. Cash out, bro. It's over. He lost a parlay just like everybody else would, you know? At the end of the day, that's what happened. He lost a parlay.
Like Drew did last night.
Yeah. I did. I had a Royals and Cags home run bet together.
I didn't actually bet it, but yeah, my Royals bet failed again, unfortunately.
You're
I might be dead last in out of everybody here at the station.
I think Bink and I are close
with
Burns.
Yeah, at the top.
You guys, and I don't know if Dusty's cooled off or not, but I know Dusty was off to
was
a hot start.
Yeah, I don't know where he's at.
It's now. Royals pitching that's doing it for me, not the hitting.
I'll have to ask Vern before before Vern comes, before Vern joins. I'll have to ask him.
Yeah, we'll talk to Vern at 12:30. We'll talk more about night one of this road trip yesterday against the Rangers, and it seems so simple when Bobby and Salvador Perez are both hitting.
Bobby get on base, double, score, boom.
Yeah, so we'll get to that in just a bit. But let's get to the trash of the day. I gave you this as an option yesterday, and you guys said you wanted the toilet that blew up instead.
That was a good story.
This takes us to Blue Ash, Ohio. Ash Bank. I said Blue Ash, Ohio.
Oh, you didn't say ass?
Blue Ash, Ohio. There was a car accident. Fortunately, everybody's all right. How did it happen? A cicada attack is blamed for a car crash. There's video of the car on its side. Apparently what happened, somebody was driving and a cicada got in the vehicle and the person freaked out. Cicada flying around, they freaked out, probably turned the wheel too aggressively, overcorrected, and the car ended up on its side. A single vehicle accident. Quote from the police department, "We're all well aware that these pesky cicadas don't respect personal space, including while driving. As you can see, a cicada attack can be dangerous. The crash caused that vehicle to flip over onto its passenger side. Nobody is injured." The department joked that the cicada suspect fled the scene. Get it, Bink?
Or flew the scene, as they say.
Or rather, flew from the scene. Blue Ash Police Department suggests drivers keep the windows up for the next several weeks as cicadas swarm Ohio. Or just, you know, it sucks the bugs in the car, but don't, like, you know, if you need to pull over, go pull over. You know.
Yeah, I think it's hard to not have that reaction, like, to just instinctually, like, get out of my face, and your hands on the wheel, and you accidentally just flip the car.
Anything ever gotten to your car to cause a distraction?
I mean, yeah, there's been bugs in my, not like in my face, but there's been like a, there's been a bee that's gotten into my car and you're kind of paying attention. Like, let me see if I can get this thing out, you know?
Yeah. I've had that problem.
Yeah. I mean, if.
I've had a bee.
If it sounds like there's going to be a lot of them, like an infestation of cicadas, yeah, keep the windows open.
Have you, you've ever had cicadas in your car? No, stuff like that? Just a bee?
Hornet,
just a hornet? Yeah, I just, I don't know. I have, I've had wasp in my car before.
Really?
That's a problem.
I was stung 17 times one time.
What?
Yeah.
By a bee?
By a nest.
What were you doing?
The car was in the back of a truck. I was a kid. Just the back of a truck that, at the lake that hadn't driven for a while, but 17 times.
So it's like a spider coming down
so
on
I'm not
a
allergic.
Spider web in front of your face while you're driving. Scary. Yeah, what would you do if a spider just started slowly coming down while you're driving right in front of you? You pull over to handle it?
Have to, yeah.
Or would you just right there just swat it? Then the spider ends up alive somewhere
else
in the car.
Just, yeah, yeah.
But then the spider's on the ground in the car.
Man, it's not your problem then.
Well, yeah, it is. It's still in your car.
Well, you can take care of it later.
Well, that's even worse. Then you don't know where the worst thing is. You see a spider, it goes away, and then you don't. Then you got. You see a spider,
then
you got.
You can't find it again. Yeah,
go kill the spider right now. Someone said they found a garter snake in their car.
Nice.
While driving.
Jeez.
At least it was a garter snake.
I don't care. Snake in your car.
Rattlesnake would have been much worse.
Oh, if there was, I will admit, as much as I'm making fun of this person with a cicada, if there was a snake on the floorboard of my car while I'm driving, and it's my. I look down, and it's and I can feel it wrapping around my legs. I don't care how small this. Dude, I'm probably wrecking my car. I'm probably wrecking the car.
This guy. Yeah.
I probably am wrecking the car. Especially, I mean, you're telling me you're just gonna. You're slamming on the brake, or you're trying. Like, you're doing something dumb. You don't even know what you're doing. You're turning the wheel. That would be awful.
Does your dog behave in the car?
She'll just sleep. Yeah, she loves being in the car. After, for a while, she'll stick her head out the window. But eventually, I've gone on plenty of road trips with her when I've moved. And most of the drive, she'll just curl up in a ball and sleep in the car.
Nice.
Yeah.
Well, hey, dog.
Yeah, she likes the car and all that. Someone says Blue Ash, Ohio is basically the Overland Park of Cincinnati. Oh, so that's a nice little suburb of Cincinnati. Drew, you should have known this. You should have known Blue Ash.
Right.
Someone said they had a turkey fly. We had a turkey fly there, a driver's windshield, and start flopping around on the floor.
Through the windshield, I guess,
is
what they meant?
They must have mistyped. Yeah.
I remember when a bat got in the press box at a Royals game. It went right for Vern, man. The bat went straight for Vern. Vern headed right underneath the desk, but this bat was loose in the press box. I'm not kidding you. He was after Vern.
One of the top takes from the 75. I found some roaches in my car, marijuana roaches. So it was cool.
Okay, there you go.
Okay.
There you go. Someone else has had a rattlesnake in a feed truck, jumped out, and let the truck run off into a field.
See, that's the one where if you know what's, like, if it's a gardener snake, and then I
hear
guess
that
you
rattling?
You
hit,
rattlesnake, you got to go. You got to, yeah. I mean, yo.
Yes, you're
no
out.
No choice.
He jumped out, let the truck go. Now, he had a field there, so you just let it run its course. Someone's had a friend was on a motorcycle, had a deer like running beside him, had to push it away.
Wow.
That's intense.
That's crazy.
The deer was keeping up with the motorcycle. I don't know how fast deer can before. So well, someone's going to text it and say, how do you know that? How do you not know that deer can? Yeah, I'm waiting for that text. How did you not know a deer can keep up with a motorcycle? I had no idea. That's the trash of the day, Bink. The
Blue Ash, Ohio.
Uh-huh. Now we know. Sounds like it's a nice car.
Looked like a nice car.
I think it was just a regular sedan. I don't it was no Mercedes E-Class, right?
Yeah,
Drew?
it was a regular old Malibu, Bink. That's what it was.
Mm-hmm. Right. Up next, we'll get to the Chiefs Red Half Hour, something that Bink has coined about people that complain about Patrick Mahomes and what tells us about the next 8 to 10 years of Mahomes' career. And Bink and I definitely disagree on what the Chiefs do not need to go out and do in assigning that.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
but not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Is that's next.
Welcome in to the Chiefs Red Half Hour. Every day at 11:30 with Cody and Gold on your new home for Chiefs football. 96.5, The Fan.
Chiefs Red Half Hour is brought to you by All Weather Decks, Kansas City's most respected deck builder. Back here on Cody and Gold, Alex Gold, Drew Nixon producing the show. Jay Binkley in for Cody today. And for the next couple of shows, Cody is down in Dallas. His dance dad. He is
dancing,
dance dad
no,
duty
he's dancing
for the next week or so. Something we'll talk about during What's Trending. I just saw, real quick before we get to the Chiefs, some potential big news in Major League Baseball. This comes from Sportico, so more on the business side of things. But the Tampa Bay Rays, according to Sportico, are in advanced talks to sell the club to a group led by Jacksonville home builder Patrick Zapluski, I don't know. Parties have signed a letter of intent, and the price roughly $1.7 billion. That is according to Sportico. So that's significant. Now, on one hand, you say, oh, they're just moving to Jacksonville. Just because it's a Jacksonville home builder doesn't mean that he would move them to Jacksonville. It means that you'd obviously move them out of Tampa. But that's significant news. A letter of intent has been signed, according to this report, purchase agreement. The deal ultimately may not be completed, but there's at least an LOI when it comes to the Tampa Bay Rays potentially selling the team. Remember, Rob Manfred had been selling, pressuring him to sell the team. The Rays declined comment in this piece from what I can read here. We all know about the Tropicana Field, the roof. That's why they're playing at the spring training facility of the New York Yankees all summer, all this entire baseball season. But yeah, it makes you wonder about.
And they were going to spend significant amount to fix.
Right.
That, which is a terrible place.
Makes
to play
you wonder
anyway.
About, do they move, you know, would they move the team to Jacksonville, to Nashville, to Montreal, to
Salt
Portland?
Lake?
Yeah. Any of these potential cities that have come up. But we'll see if any new information continues from that. But that's some breaking news potentially there. The MLB been pressuring them for a while. And now Sportico says the Rays are in advanced talks for a $1.7 billion sale to a Florida home builder.
The
in
Clearwater Stadium would have been good for them. It just hasn't worked out for them. I know it goes their games. I will say this, though. People are watching it on TV. Like, their TV contract's actually much better than the Royals, which is hard to believe because people are watching those games on TV and all the transplants there to watch when the Yankees come. No, it's more the visiting fans that come in that stadium. They just never cultivated that fan base.
Yeah, I mean, like you said, a lot of retirees from other parts of the country, they go down there and they're not diehard Rays fans. We've seen multiple playoff games where they've had, and remember on those day wild card games where it's been empty at the
Which
top.
Is insane because you think about the state of Florida and pro sports down there. Four of the last six Stanley Cups have been won in the state of Florida, with the Panthers and the Lightning winning twice in Tampa. That's the crazy part about it.
Yeah, so something to follow. It's not going to, I don't think, happen today, but what could that mean for potentially, some shifting of where we see the Tampa Bay Rays play in the future?
I've been to that dome. That is the biggest piece of crap ever.
Yeah, well, they're not even playing there anymore.
Oh, I know, but it's terrible.
All right, let's talk some Chiefs football, though, Bink. You coined a new phrase earlier in the show, and I guess you're sticking with it, huh?
Yeah, armchair Karens.
Okay.
There's plenty of them. See them all the time. You saw a lot of them yesterday.
Did
With the Royals and thoughts on the Royals. And they're going to lose every game and they're never going to win. Sal Perez is done. He's armchair Karens.
Okay.
We see them a lot. We see them a lot when it comes to Mahomes and the Chiefs. Oh, the Chiefs are done. They're cooked. Chargers are going to win the division.
You were doing some digging, though, on numbers, because naturally Bink will pull up random spreadsheets in the bullpen, and you'll be like, what are you looking up? And it's some compilation.
Playing solitaire.
Yeah. It's some compilation of different stats. And one thing caught your attention is where Patrick Mahomes is. He's entering year 9 in the league. He's not 30 yet. He will be very, very soon.
This season.
And we all know what he's accomplished to this point in time. But what are the next 8-9 years going to look like? Because Steve Young, as you did some digging, built his entire Hall of Fame career really off of what he did in his 30s.
He was. And you think about how good Drew Brees put up seasons in his 30s. Aaron Rodgers racking up MVPs in his late 30s. I mean, it does happen. Tom Brady was actually better after 40. So, yes, you haven't even come close to seeing the best of Mahomes. And I see a lot of people, writing him off. The best of Mahomes there at the beginning when he was lighting it up. And you look at his stats and everybody's kind of writing him off to these things. And I keep hearing this. And I told you yesterday, it drives me nuts because nobody brings up the 7 straight AFC title games. Like, no one brings that up. No one brings up the fact they've won 9 straight divisions. When they talk about Mahomes, his best days behind him. His best days haven't even got here yet, believe it or not. In my opinion, I think his 30s will be the prime for Patrick.
Well,
not that he hasn't been great before, but there's no reason he can't be great.
As Do you think he'll win as many rings as he has in his 30s as he won in his 20s?
He very easily could.
So you
brought up Steve Young. Steve Young built his basically because he was in the USFL and all that and was behind Montana. But in the 30s is when he built his whole Hall of Fame career. And you think about where Mahomes is. And when people throw these things out there, I don't think they look at the numbers. And I think sometimes he gets minimized for what he's been able to accomplish in the game of football, to be honest with you. I guarantee you, if I went around, and you could do this around the office or whatever, just go around and say, what quarterback has the second most postseason wins ever? Because clearly, number one, you're going to say Tom Brady. That's an easy one to go. Because Tom Brady he's won 35 postseason games. That's an incredible number. But everybody's going to get that one. But when I say who's won the second most postgame in NFL history, a guy that's not even 30 years old is second all-time in postseason NFL wins. I wonder how often you'd hear Mahomes. Now, in this town, people maybe throw that out there just to be throwing it out there, but in other cities, they're not saying it. But Patrick Mahomes passed Joe Montana last year. Joe Montana has 16 postseason wins. Patrick Mahomes has 17. Peyton Manning, just 14. Steve Young, 14. The great Terry Bradshaw, just 14 postseason wins. But Mahomes already sitting here with 17, and he's not even 30 years old, which is a stat that people will not bring up when they're talking about Mahomes. When they talk about regression, and he's not putting up the numbers like he did in 18 and 19, they'll bring it up. But, man, find me another quarterback under 30 years old with 17 postseason wins, all-time number two. That's insane.
No, it is. I think the question over the next 8 to 10 years, we talk about his 30s, is going to be, how long into the 30s is Andy Reid still his head coach? Can he get halfway? We got another 5 years, 6 years of Andy? Is another 3? I don't know the answer to that. Nobody does other than Andy Reid.
He's in his mid-60s, so right. Maybe he's Pete Carroll coaching at, 72 years old?
Right, and Mike Florio has been trying to get Andy Reid to retire years ago. So I have no idea how much longer Andy's going to coach. I tend to think it's at least 3 to 5 years at minimum still with Andy. And so, okay, that gets you to 34, 35 years old if you're Patrick Mahomes. Kelsey's, of course, going to phase out here after this year, we think. Chris Jones maybe has another 3 years, 2 years, depending on how you believe his performance is going to be. So that'll be the question. Could you have in 5 years in the back end of his career, different coach, new, you know, you're going to have new star players to go along. I think Trent McDuffie will be a face of this a long time as well. But that will be the biggest question. You know, Steve Young in his 30s, think about what he had at that point.
Put it this way, he didn't have over 3,000 yards passing in a season until he was 31. 31 dudes in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah. Yeah, I think Patrick Mahomes, the ring part of it, that's such a bit of a crapshoot. Like, if you're saying he's going to have the exact same number of rings, I think statistically, he can put up massive numbers still into his 30s. Is he going to have another three rings? There's so many things that go into that.
Funny. It's just like I mentioned that lady that was on the radio that talked about liking Josh Allen better than Mahomes and put it these things.
Detroit.
Allen's 0-for-4 against Mahomes in the postseason. And then you hear all this big debate, Lamar Jackson or Josh Allen. Now you hear, is it Burrow? Is it Herbert? You know, who's the new guy? Is it still Patrick Mahomes? That's why I was surprised when I did see him on a list as number one player in the NFL, because everybody's talking about these other quarterbacks. Oh, Mahomes, it's past his time. Let's go on to somebody else now. New flavor of the week. It's Lamar Jackson's the king in the NFL now, or Joe Burrow or Josh Allen, all these guys. And yet here we're talking about a guy that's not even 30 years old with the second most wins all time in the postseason. That gets left out.
Someone's
and forgotten.
Very upset with you on the text line.
For what?
Very upset for your new term you coined.
What? Armchair Karens?
Very upset with you.
Oh, a Karen's mad about armchair Karens? Is someone named Karen?
Yes.
If your name was Karen, would you change it? If you're a woman?
Probably. I don't know.
Would you? You like K or something?
I don't know, Pink.
No, your name is your name. I mean, you can obviously change your name if you want to, but why would... I wouldn't change it.
Well, he's mad because he says his mom's name is Karen. Don't disparage your name like that. It's not just me. The word Karen has been disparaged everywhere, not just me. You've never heard the term Karen? Don't be a Karen? Like right now, you're being a Karen. Just saying. But armchair Karens. You've never used the word Karen?
No.
Come on.
No. Somebody is mad at somebody,
Gold? Say, oh, they're
I'm
being
sure
such
I have.
Karen.
I have never,
to my knowledge, I don't think I've ever called somebody a Karen.
Don't be a Karen, man.
No.
Like the neighborhood Karen or something like that.
No.
Come on,
no.
Man.
All right.
I hear people talking about that all the time.
Yeah, but I don't know why.
People get mad about it. They got mad about the booty call comment. They get mad about the Karen. They get mad about everything that I say, which is nothing. People just want to complain about everything. That's
right there,
about.
Alex.
Touch it. No. Don't do that.
913-586-7965. The Jay's Southland Sosa is text line. You can text in whatever you want within reason to Pink directly.
I was always so hammered. I don't remember anybody else drinking.
You done?
By the way, dogs don't sweat, Bink.
I know they don't sweat. I never said they sweated. I said sometimes I heard
you missed it from yesterday. All right. So you and I differ on the potential options in free agency for the Chiefs. You still think they need to go sign somebody? The NFL had their top 100 NFL free agents in 2025, and you said they need to go. You told me earlier that they need to go and sign Keenan Allen. And I said, absolutely not. Number one, not really interested in Keenan Allen at this point. Number two, to me, the wide receiver room is the wide receiver room. It's sad. I actually feel pretty good about the Chiefs wide receiver room heading into 2025.
And you did last year, too.
Sure. And they got
it. Life happens.
Sure. But who do you want to take out of the wide receiver room and sign for
Obviously,
Keenan? And
look
don't,
at it.
Don't tell me the number six receiver, because you and I both know Keenan Allen's not signing anywhere to be the number six wide receiver.
No, but is he serviceable? He is getting older. I get that. But the one thing about it is, as a slot receiver, it's raining outside. You know, just all of a sudden started raining. That's weird. But anyway, it is. It's pouring.
Yeah, like ADHD over here.
When I look at you, I just look at the window. It's raining.
It is raining. Yes.
But anyway,
the cookout's outside.
But Keenan Allen. Here's the deal. I just look at the top receivers available. Obviously, Amari Cooper.
They're all over the place.
Amari Cooper's the top on that. Gabe Davis out there. Keenan Allen. I'm just saying, Where would I put him? I'd put him behind Royals and all that, but
he's not signing anywhere to be a number five receiver. That's the other
problem.
He's
getting to this point where he's going to have to understand that's going to be his role.
Well, he's obviously not.
That's going to be his role is where he's at. I'm just saying, hey, I'm not saying sign him or whatever, but if you wanted to kick the tires on a guy like that that's still sitting out there, that's been a thorn, that always catches the football, and you could put him in the slot.
I don't want to sign a 33-year-old wide receiver to join my team for the first time.
Instead of a Juju or something like that, I mean, Keenan might be more productive.
Yeah,
I've always liked him.
Yeah, he's had a very nice career, but he's 33 years old now.
I get that, man. That's why I think he'd accept the role of just being
Last year in Chicago, he had 70 catches for 744 yards for a terrible offense. And he was behind DJ Moore. He had a rookie in Roma Dunze who was disappointing in his rookie season, and so he's now a free agent. Somebody will eventually sign
Keenan
Allen. If
they didn't have Hollywood or Juju, then I think it makes sense.
Exactly.
I think it makes sense.
At that point, but they do have those guys.
As far as these top receivers left on the list, that's the one I'd go with.
Look, if you told me in training camp, we're in the second week of training camp, and knock on wood, but Worthy, Rice, or Brown, one of them go down with a serious injury, then we can have a conversation, right? Then I think it's fair. That's all he's probably waiting for. He's waiting for somebody to get hurt.
What he's waiting for. He's going to be a training camp signing.
It's got to be that a key injury happens. But as it is currently constructed, you look at what we think is the projected depth chart at wide receiver for the Chiefs. They don't need to bring in Keenan Allen.
I'm just saying, in case of emergency, I would just look at the list, like who's still out there, who would be tangible that you could bring in that would understand the offense.
You agree it would have to be an injury to bring him in.
100%.
Okay, all right. I thought 100%. You were trying to say got to bring him in now.
As far as the list is concerned, like who I'd actually kick the tires on would be somebody like with his experience. Obviously, the age is a problem, but you're not expecting big things, huge things from him. Just catch the football, be a big body.
That makes more sense. If you're saying just in case an injury happens, I can get 100%. On board with that. I can get on board with that. Yeah, that's a whole different conversation. I'm with you. I hear you.
To me, that's kind of like a Juju move. And who do you like better? I mean, it comes down to that, to be honest with you.
Yeah, I mean, Juju, they clearly like as a blocker in the wide receiver game too. You know, I know that's not why people think you're not signing a wide receiver strictly for that, but that is a big asset that they like out of Juju Smith-Schuster and his ability to block as a wide receiver for what they want to get done. That's a huge part of it.
I get that, but honestly, would you take Keenan Allen?
If we find out in August 15th that Rashee Rice is suspended 6 games, I don't think that's going to happen, by the way. But if we find out, then okay, again, same thing. I would argue the Chiefs probably would not bring in somebody for that. They would say, we feel good about Worthy, Brown, and Juju, and Royals. They would probably say, we're just going to roll with it. But you could talk me into that. I also, right now, as we've discussed plenty of times, I don't believe that Rashee Rice is getting anywhere near a 6-game suspension anymore.
I'm just thinking about, durable, reliable guy that catches everything. You can throw in the slot, not have to worry about anything. That'd be a guy to just place deep on your depth chart. Honestly, at 33 years old, he's going to have to understand that's his role. I mean, guys do have to understand what they are in the NFL at some point. Like Kirk Cousins, he's going to have to understand he's going to be a backup somewhere.
I know this is, there's always exceptions to the rule. In general, if I was a GM, if that player has not already been with my organization, I have no interest in going out and signing in free agency a 33-year-old wide receiver. Like last year, DeAndre Hopkins trading for him, and how old was he, 32? That's an exception. Like you would argue,
but
you,
he's got
you
a
and
lot
I both
of
agree that
against the Chiefs. I mean, he understands this team.
Yeah, but I mean, the fact that Keenan Allen played against the Chiefs doesn't mean anything.
It's better than not having any experience with this team. Like DeAndre, I mean, you could say Keenan had a lot more experience against
Keenan
the Chiefs.
Keenan Allen as a wide receiver going up against the Chiefs, how does that have anything to
I'm
do with playing wide receiver for the Chiefs,
I'm
though?
I'm not saying get anywhere near Rice and Worthy and Royals and these guys. Give them the shot first. I'm just saying you stash him.
Yeah, I don't want anybody getting in the way, though, of. But I understand you're saying
he's not the future.
He's not signing to be on. Keenan Allen's not signing anywhere to be a wide receiver that's not active on game days all season long. He's
just
not going to sign.
Have an experienced guy like that that wants to win.
I guess that's all we're like. I think people are like getting confused with what we're trying to get across. Keenan Allen, is he better than their sixth wide receiver? No kidding. But he's not signing to be your sixth receiver. That's all I'm saying.
I don't know that, though. I don't know that he's
not
right
signing
now.
With anybody right now.
That's why he's still out there.
You said he had 700 yards last year. He's not signing to be a number six. He wants to be a number two.
He knows he's not a one or two. He knows that.
He wants to be a two or three.
Uh-huh.
I bet.
We'll see what ends up happening.
If you're asking the question, and if it was as simple as, hey, my sixth receiver is either Tyquan Thornton or Keenan Allen, obviously I would choose Keenan Allen, but that's just not the reality of the situation.
You know what he makes a lot of sense to is the Carolina Panthers. He'd be a great fit for
Kind of like
the
Adam
Carolina.
Thielen.
Not an expensive option.
He'd be a great fit with the Carolina Panthers.
And he'd be their number three wide receiver probably there, right? Who else they got? They got Leggett and Oh my gosh,
I mean,
they drafted
Thielen and then whoever else.
Yeah, they drafted somebody, didn't they?
Tedrow McMillan.
There
yeah.
you go, Ted. Yeah,
who
yeah.
actually?
Ted.
And by the way, Keenan Allen would be a good mentor for. I mean, talk about like same size, playmaking ability.
That actually be a good mentor
sense.
To have around.
Yeah.
If willing to have that kind of role, if willing.
Yeah.
That is the key.
He'll sign somewhere. He's not going to.
You're right about that. Where's his mindset at?
Yeah, and I don't know.
Does he overvalue himself?
Yeah, I just Keenan Allen. We all know the injury. Now he played in 15 games last year, but I just 33 years old with the injury history. I'm so out on
that
on,
offense
on exploring
was so
that,
bad.
Man. 15 games last year, 13 the year before, 10 the year before that.
He's had some injury issues, no question.
Yeah, very nice career.
Like, so did you?
Very nice career. 12-year career. Nobody's saying he hasn't been a nice player. 11,000 yards, 50 or 60 something touch? Yeah, 66 touchdowns in his career. Like,
he gets
been a very good player, but there is a reason why he is still unsigned on June 18th. And I think some of those reasons are the very thing we just brought up.
But just saying, look at the list. He's still sitting out there. He'd be cheap.
Yes, he would. He would be cheap for a reason. Yes, that is true.
Productive, but
mandatory minicamp.
You would take those numbers,
but he's not going to get the.
No. Hey, he wouldn't. I get that.
He's not going to have 700.
You take 500
because
from him.
He's going to get. Yeah, bank. Yes, but he's not going to be in that role though. This is where it's like the stats don't tell the story.
Red zone, damn good target. Just saying
he's not going to get on the field to get the numbers, but.
I love the fact that the 816 is backing me up on this, but I disagree. I know I'm behind Keenan Allen and his torn ACL or Achilles through three times. But I'd rather put Drew in the slot. No, you wouldn't. I promise. I promise you wouldn't. You'd rather have Keenan Allen there, minus the ACL or Achilles.
I agree.
I appreciate the confidence, though, in me. That's very. I thank you for that. I mean, look. If you're talking about other wide receivers in terms of what they do, like they could have signed Hunter Renfrow a month ago. I don't think they're not making any other moves, Bink, unless, like Gold said, somebody gets hurt.
I don't know. I'm just saying, I've looked at the list. You know, you look at the list, top 100, who's still out there is free agents. You start glancing at those things. Right? Who's still out there in case somebody gets hurt or goes down? Who's still out there? Who would be an option that you would bring in? That'd be it.
Coming up at 1 o'clock today, by the way, we're going to hear from Patrick Mahomes and Travis Kelce. So that's expected. I know we had some issues connecting yesterday, but is it?
Been in France.
I don't know if I was missing some announcement. Okay, yeah, he was in France for the
Elijah
Amazon
Mitchell
thing.
Today too.
Elijah Mitchell is not talking. Actually, there was an update. Leo Chanel is talking instead.
We'll just be carrying Mahomes and Kelce.
Jalen Watson.
I can
Watson Island.
Be carrying Mahomes and Kelce at 1 o'clock today.
You and Jalen Watson.
We'll just be carrying.
If Jalen
Mahomes.
Watson says he's better than Trent McDuffie and he deserves to be number one
we'll
corner,
make sure right.
then
know.
We'll make sure that we play it.
Thank you. Yeah, Mahomes and Kelce. And Kelce, I saw the video. For all the talk about him being slimmed down, he's definitely slimmed down.
If Jalen Watson says, yeah, they brought in Fulton and they drafted this dude, but I'm the number two corner in this team point blank period, then we'll play it.
Some Washington State love, man.
Yes, that is true. That's your squad.
You do like Wazoo. You like
He
Jim
likes
Hicks,
it because of Mike
you
Leach.
Like Kyle Williams, you know?
No, Leach. It was Leach.
Yeah, that was a guy that you obviously were a big fan of.
I like Leach.
So we'll hear from a couple players in the 1 o'clock
hour
today.
Now?
Yeah, Minshew. When we're at training camp, I wouldn't mind. Yeah, normally, I wouldn't want the backup quarterback, but he's entertaining. When we're up at training camp,
Gardner awesome.
Minshew on the show would be fun.
Gardner's awesome. They actually really like his abilities, you know, instead of these, you know, bringing the Blaine Gabberts and things like that. They like having Gardner around. They're in a pretty good spot at the backup quarterback position. I know they haven't been in it before, but I think this is a better option we've seen backing up in a long time.
I would agree with that. Yeah, you never want to have to have, but I would
you
agree
don't
want
with
to use
that. It, but
I think we've seen in Mahomes' tenure the backup quarterback
Carson
has come
Wentz.
Into play a couple times.
You be Carson Wentz guy?
No real opinion on Carson Wentz. Fine.
He had his chance. It did not go so well.
Wow, that game. You're talking about the Denver game in week 18. They we
I
are
know.
Very obvious.
Kingsley's
they,
in their
they had the most vanilla game plan. They had no intention to win that football game. We all know that. Drew was very upset about it, but they had no intention to win that game.
They didn't want to make. They wanted to make sure the Bengals didn't make the playoffs. Bank.
Oh gosh,
that's what they wanted to do.
They were already at 15 wins at that point. It's like, hey, who cares?
Yeah, mm-hmm.
You've already won the division by 4 games. Hey, who cares?
Oh, I have no problem with how they handled week 18.
None.
Other people around the league got all upset. Bengals fans thought they were important.
When
enough.
Their team's all set, too.
Right.
Like Josh Allen, by the way, he played one play to keep his streak alive. They were playing the Patriots. He played one play. Yet Bills fans were all up in arms about the Chiefs resting on their players, even though they did the exact same thing. Well, Josh Allen played one play. Come on.
Oh, players do that to keep streaks alive all the time.
They do it, but I mean, all these teams, the Rams rested everybody too, but everybody thought the Chiefs were the big dead Chiefs resting all their players when everybody else did that needed to. If they needed to win, they didn't, clearly.
That's the Chiefs Red Half Hour. Up next, though, we're going to get to what's trending, and we're going to get back into the Royals, who got at least one game on this road trip taken care of. Can that build forward on the road trip for them? It's sometimes that simple. We saw it play out last night. Plus, Josh Vernier is going to join us as we get to the noon hour here on 96.5 The Fan.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.